Let us open with hymn number 114.
For he is all. Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
We sing hymn number 99. Responsively, Psalm 72, found on page 138. Give the king thy judgments, O God,
and thy king's righteousness unto the king's son.
He shall judge thy people with righteousness,
and thy poor with judgment.
The mountains shall bring peace to the people,
and the little hills by righteousness.
He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy,
and shall break in pieces the oppressor.
They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure,
throughout all generations.
He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass,
as showers that water the earth.
In his days shall the righteous flourish,
and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth.
He shall have dominion also from sea to sea,
and from the river unto the ends of the earth.
They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him,
and his enemies shall lick the dust.
The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents.
The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts.
Yea, all kings shall fall down before him.
All nations shall serve him.
For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth,
the poor also, and him that hath no helper.
He shall spare the poor and needy.
And shall save the souls of the needy.
He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence.
And precious shall be their blood in his sight.
And he shall live, and to him shall be given the gold of Sheba.
Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised.
There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains.
The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth.
His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun.
And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel,
who only doth wondrous things.
And blessed be his glorious name forever.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our first lesson is found in the 60th chapter of Isaiah, the 17th through the 22nd verse. It'll be the 24th chapter of Joshua, the 14th through the 18th verse. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt. And serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord is our God. He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great things in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Here ends the first lesson. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our second lesson is found in the third chapter of Galatians, the 23rd through the 29th verse. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Here ends our second lesson. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our third lesson is found in the second chapter of Luke, the 21st verse. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Here ends our third lesson. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to thee.
Our sermon text is found in the 60th chapter of Isaiah, the 17th through the 22nd verse. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy governors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land. wasting nor desolation within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Here ends our lesson. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, grant that we may be grateful for the circumcision in name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, for therein is our salvation revealed. Amen. Dear redeemed of the Lord, on this day we sang the hymn, "Now are the days fulfilled. God's Son is manifested." 8 days after Jesus was born, he submitted to his first public act as a child of Abraham. Christ the Lord was circumcised. The shortest gospel lesson of the church year, a single verse, records the event. The people of Israel took no more note of it than they would have the circumcision of any boy child. All in all, it would seem to be a minor detail, something that is simply taken for granted. And though but a single verse of God's holy word makes note of it, let no man think of this as a mere trifling detail. For no part of God's word is given without reason, and the circumcision of Jesus is a monumental event in our salvation. On that day, the blood of Jesus was first shed, and on that day, our substitute officially took our place under the law of God as a true son of Abraham, a true son of the law. On that day, the days of promise gave way to the days of fulfillment. In Jesus, all of God's laws and promises are fulfilled. God's Son is manifested. The light of the glory of God has come not merely to show his glory among men, but to give his glory to men, to give to men God's own everlasting righteousness. So greatly shall his glory be upon us that we will have no more need for the sun or for the moon, for God himself will be our light. But not only is this his circumcision, it is also the day on which he was given his name. Yeshua or Joshua in Hebrew, Jesus in Greek, but no matter what the language in which his name is given, it always means salvation. Therefore, on this day, the word of the angel Gabriel was fulfilled, and Jesus, the name of salvation, was given unto our Lord. And his name is our bulwark, our castle, and our wall of defense. God is our refuge and strength, the psalmist writes, a very present help in trouble. And so also the Lord declares through the prophet, "Thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise." How fitting that this day is also the first day of the new year. For truly the name and circumcision of Jesus, with it came a new age for all men. They did not know it yet, nor is this surprising. The great events in the history of the world always begin in small and in hidden ways. It was another 12 years before Jesus would first be noticed in any significant way by the people of Israel. And even then, the wise men and teachers in the temple did not know the remarkable nature of the boy who sat before them. No, it was over 30 years before this child would be noticed by all the nation. And then it would be but a few years before the glory of God was poured forth in the greatest display of his power and might that the world will ever know. Simeon declared that this child would be set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign that shall be spoken against. And by the time he had fulfilled all the law, even unto the death of the cross, the whole nation indeed did rise up and speak against him. Nevertheless, it is a mere 8 days after his birth, and not 33 years, when the law of God began to be fulfilled in our place. Christ the Lord was circumcised. His name was made his own. Therefore, let us rejoice that God has given unto his Son Jesus a name which rends the heavens wide and brings God's glory unto men. It is this glory that the prophet reveals in our text this morning, and what a glorious picture it is. Everything is made new. The nature of our relationship with God, the nature of this world and all its treasures, the nature of God's children, all are made new in the name of Jesus. For in Christ, God is our salvation. In Christ Jesus, the nature of this world is made new. The Lord declares that in place of brass, he will give us gold, for iron, silver, for wood, brass, and for stones, iron. Even the institutions of this world, which are normally required to bring order, will be gone. We will not need police or military to enforce the law, for peace itself will reign universally, and none shall enforce it. No longer will men be forced by governors and taskmasters to do what is right, for righteousness itself will be our ruler. We cannot see any way in which the nature of this world could ever be that different. And though we do know times of peace and prosperity, we're always reminded that we live in a fallen world. The natural state of man and of the world is entirely subjugated to sin and death. The devil is called the prince of this world because there is not a part of the creation that does not bear the mark of the fall which he brought upon mankind when he tempted our first parents, Adam and Eve. And yet be assured that though the world in which we live will never submit willingly to the rule of perfect peace and righteousness so long as sin and death are present, even now the glorious reign of Christ has begun. It is here, in his holy Christian church, in the heart of every child whom he has redeemed by his blood. We who by birth are a part of this world, by Christ are made children of another kingdom. And as part of that kingdom, we have an everlasting inheritance. The good things of God's kingdom are arrayed before us. The forgiveness of sins and life and salvation are not some future promise yet to be given, but they are our present certainty. And to secure it, God has given us other wonderful gifts. He has given his body and his blood and his word and baptism. These things are gold and silver and brass and iron, better gifts than all the treasures of the world. And they are but a foretaste of the much greater gifts to come. As it was with Jesus, so it is with us. The glory which has been given to us by our Lord is hidden. Our treasure is not yet on display, but soon it shall be before the eyes of all, when Christ comes in his glory and brings perfect peace and righteousness into this world. As this world and our treasure is made new in Jesus' name, so also is our relationship with our Father in heaven. It is transformed from enmity to compassion. It is in the name of Jesus that we are adopted as children of God and are given peace in the Father's house and a place. Without Christ, we can hope for nothing from God but destruction. The violence which we suffer in this world would be his own judgment and punishment against us, and it would be then dwarfed by the terrible judgment which we would have to endure eternally when Jesus comes again. But in exchange for the anger and hatred of God and every punishment, in Jesus' name we are given His mercy and love and almighty aid and comfort. And so the prophet declares, "Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise." And when He shall create all things new through Christ on the last day, He will no longer use intermediate means to give us His gifts. In heaven there will not be preaching. There will not be sacraments. He will not even need sun and rain, moon and harvest to impart His gifts unto us. For He Himself will speak His word. He Himself will be our everlasting light and our glory. The relationship with our Father has already begun in us. For now in the name of Jesus, our very natures are made new. In this world, it is normal to need things like police and officials who enforce the law with the sword. That is, with threats of punishment and imprisonment and sometimes even death. No society in the world has ever prospered without such authority. For men by nature are all anarchists. They love chaos, and they would gladly steal, hurt, and kill anything at all that would be to their benefit if only they could get away with it. And as much as we look upon the beasts of nature as being savages, there is nothing more savage than the untamed heart of man. Therefore, no civilized nation, no matter how much the law is enforced, ever succeeds in eliminating crime. And no matter how much force is exercised in this world, true peace never happens. But in Christ Jesus, our natures are made new. We are born again and given a new heart. Peace and righteousness become our officers and magistrates, because the children of God have been given the peace of the forgiveness of sins which God has brought to men through His Son. This new kingdom of Christ which reigns in our hearts needs no enforcement than that. Because every child of God is willing and obedient out of love for Him who redeemed them. And though we are still sinners and experience constantly the draw of our old man of sin, yet no child of God ever obeys out of fear. All the good that we do is moved by the very compassion which He has shown us in Jesus. By His death, God has given us eternal peace. By His righteousness, God has imputed to us His own righteousness. It is the joy and love for these things that now empowers the hearts of God's people to perform every good work. And therefore, the Lord declares, "Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified." As St. John declares, it does not yet appear before the eyes of men what we shall be. But we know this, that when Jesus shall appear, we shall be like unto Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Our glory and righteousness is hidden for now, ready to be revealed on the last day. And because all the new things that we have in Jesus' name are likewise hidden from human sight, we may well grow weary of this world and of its scoffing and persecution, of its violence and wars. But look to the Word of God and see how He operates among men. It was in a small child of humble birth that our own salvation was being worked out. Yes, even when He was still but a babe. So we also are small, infants in the kingdom of heaven. But even as Jesus was gloriously revealed in God's time as our salvation, so also our glory in Him shall be revealed. Though we are few and small in this world, we shall be a mighty multitude in the courts of heaven, when all the saints from every age are gathered together to bask in God's own light and to give praise unto the Lamb who redeemed them. God declares, I am the Lord, and I will hasten this in its time. The day of our eternal new year has been fixed on God's calendar, and he shall surely bring it to pass. Praise God that his promises are sure. Glorify him for the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and let us all rejoice together in this new year in anticipation of that great day. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
We believe that.
merciful and eternal God, Heavenly Father, who didst cause thy Son to endure circumcision and to be made subject to the law, that we might be redeemed from the curse of the law, we beseech thee grant us grace to become partakers of this redemption, and thus obtain eternal salvation through the same thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
Amen.